funding flows freely into exosome therapeutics in 2025. The therapeutic applications of exosomes, particularly those derived from stem cells and cancer cells, continue to expand in 2025, driving accelerated innovation in this dynamic market. Emerging trends highlight the potential of exosomes as both diagnostic tools and cell-free therapeutics, with increasing applications across diverse fields such as oncology, neurology, and regenerative medicine. In parallel, a growing number of life science companies are providing advanced tools and reagents to support exosome research, reflecting the sector's rapid growth. Mesenchymal stem cell, MSC-derived exosomes remain the most extensively studied and patented. These exosomes' immunomodulatory and regenerative properties make them particularly attractive for therapeutic applications, including wound healing, cardiovascular repair, and anti-inflammatory treatments. Meanwhile, cancer-derived exosomes continue to reveal their potential as biomarkers, influencing cancer invasion, metastasis, and immune regulation. Their role in early cancer detection and therapy selection is shaping the future of oncology. The global exosome market. As therapeutic applications of stem cell exosomes expand, innovation within the market accelerates. New trends have emerged, such as the use of exosomes as diagnostic tools and cell-free therapeutics. Additionally, numerous life science companies are offering tools and reagents to support exosome research. Large-scale, clinical-grade manufacturing techniques for stem cell exosomes are becoming a focal point within the industry, highlighted by a partnership between Rooster Bio and Exopharm. Lonza also entered the market with its acquisitions of Hansa Biomed Life Sciences and investment into Exosomics in May 2017. While exosomes derived from multiple stem cell types are now being explored, mesenchymal stem cell, MSC-derived exosomes are the most represented in scientific literature and global patent activity. On a broader scale, cancer-derived exosomes influence the invasive potential of both proximal and distal cells by regulating immunity, angiogenesis, and metastasis. They are considered valuable biomarkers for cancer detection, diagnosis, and therapy selection. Venture capital flows into exosome companies. On the venture capital front, there has been a great deal of market activity over the past decade, including funding rounds by Exosome Diagnostics, in which the company raised nearly $80 million its Series A and Series B rounds. In July 2017, Exosome Diagnostics closed its $30 million Series C financing. Kodiak Biosciences was launched in late 2016 when the MD Anderson Cancer Center joined two venture capital firms and co-founder Dr. Eric Lander to launch the company with more than $80 million in Series A and B financing. In May 2017, Exco Bio Incorporated raised US$11 million in a series of funding round. In December 2017, the Australian biotech company Vivasome Therapeutics was awarded a grant of $2.18 million to support the project, enabling exosome therapy, developing an advanced manufacturing process. It received the funds under the Australian government's advanced manufacturing scheme. In August 2020, Exoco Bio raised $9.3 million in its Series C and pre-IPO funding round, bringing its total funding to $56.3 million since its establishment in 2017 by September 2020. Eagle Therapeutics had raised $6.5 million in a venture series of funding round to support the development and clinical studies of its exosome-based therapy, Eagle 102. In June 2022, Coya Therapeutics raised $10.3 million via a venture series of funding round to support clinical trials of its exosome-based therapies. In 2024, Vivasome announced the successful development of an automated production platform, again supported by grants from the Australian government's advanced manufacturing scheme. Meanwhile, Exosome Plus secured $2.38 million in funding from investors including CKD Venture Capital, Daily Partners, POSCO, and Innovation Partnerships. Also in 2024, Exobiologics, based in Belgium, raised up to €16 million in a series of funding round to support the development and clinical supply of exosome-based therapeutics, and Inexoplat initiated a Series A investment round to raise between 3 to 5 billion South Korean won, approximately $2.30 to $3.8 million, to advance its exosome-related projects. Conclusions. These investments highlight growing interest in exosome-based therapeutics and diagnostics in recent years, as venture capital groups, investors, and governments have increased their support for these novel cell-free therapeutics. As a result of rapid technological advancements and increasing investment, BioInformat has released a global strategic report that explores the growing demand for exosome therapeutics, diagnostics, research tools, and cosmeceuticals. You can learn more of it here.